I'll use them for a darn while.
Kentucky tunes, just local, as opposed to radio pieces and records.
Well, they used them Kentucky tunes. I'm playing. They played them when I was a boy.
On the radio.
No, people played them around
people
here.
Out here around.
Well, the Thurman County was full of fiddle players at that time.
Yes.
And everybody played them around here. There's young fiddle players, but there's nobody anymore. There's two fiddle players left in this county. I know, Carolyn. They don't take it up no more.
That's right.
Yeah.
Got time to practice.
Yep. Yeah,
young kids now, and everyone. Football. I wanted to go back over the, unless you had another one you were ready to play.
Okay.
That, the Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Okay.
We've got the old version.
Now, this
where
is an
did
old
you
one.
Learn it?
I learned that from this old man, George Washington.
George
Washington. He'd be way over 100 years old if he were doing that. He just played two or three pieces, but he could play this better than any fiddle player I ever heard try to play it. He had such a good touch on it.
Mm-hmm.
He touched it, really. They played another one back then, they called My Baby Don't Like Me. I was, of course, Don't Love Nobody was taken from that, I'm sure. I don't know if I can play it now or not, but I'll try it. You've heard, and I've got two or three ways saying Don't Love Nobody now, did you?
Sounds like it's an old cakewalk to my mind.
Yeah, it's an old kind of fiddle piece.
That's pretty unusual to find somebody to play one.
Yeah, they had cakewalks.
Yeah.
They had cakewalks.
Oh, they played on the double eagle or something like that, or something that wasn't too fast. The cakewalks when they hit them over in Bass County.
We've had them. We've been to them, I mean, two or three different times. Years ago. And they had him at the fair one time to pay for him. First down.
Now, here's an old piece that I know is awful old that they used to play when I was a boy called Annalari. People would play it. It's just slow music. I heard it in a Western movie one day and I said, well, I know that.
Well, yeah, that.
he's marked for doing that.
Marked,
you know.
Known for doing that.
Yeah. Have you seen the?
You wouldn't have to play
album?
Any of the like.
No, we haven't.
Since somehow we got off these slow tunes, any like the old ballad airs or anything like that.
No.
His experience being mostly fiddle, spread angles.
Yeah. No, we didn't. How about Brickyard Joe?
Yeah, I play Brickyard Joe. I may not play it like you know it. From Georgia, of course, he played Georgia Wildcats, but Guy Blakeman was down here, he was down here in Kentucky, and Bert Lane lived in Covington.
But they had to go across the river because they had a
yeah,
radio
right,
station there.
Right. Sure. Kentucky,
and we didn't have any around here. Uh-huh. I mean, we could reach him from this area, but we couldn't reach.
Charlie Lind will come from up here to Paris. He played on the radio down there. And Casey Jones is up to Lexington. You ever hear Casey Jones?
The song,
Casey?
No,
Casey
Jones
is a fiddle player.
No.
He's national champion four times, played down local.
I hadn't
heard him. He could get some of the prettiest arch notes on a fiddle you ever heard.
I mean, you always
What is an Irish
note? Great hope.
Not just a good Irish fiddle player. He could play, you know, just play an Irish piece and get the prettiest notes.
That's Nina's mother-in-law did those.
Did
he
take a razor blade and cut that out and then post
it? But he always had to have too much
to
drink every time he played.
Yeah, right.
But it's, those
I've heard of that count once or twice.
She made grandmother
ring it. Would you play that tune that you learned from, I think it was Uncle Harry, it was in the key of C. I thought it might be an old march or something like that. Could you do that one again for me? I wonder if I did.
Thank you.
the snow that's on my life.
Didn't Uncle Harry play one of those shows?
I think he played that. I think it was
my Uncle Harry plays that. Did you have two B parts to that?
I don't know. I just don't know where I'm at.
Learned from what he remembers,
yeah,
and you've learned what you probably got.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Your B part was, you play your B part again?
Your D part?
The second part.
But he wants to entertain you.
Thank you.
You think it needs to be on our
list? Oh, yeah, I think so.
Mary Nell, put it on your list.
Put it on our list. We got a lot of lists here.
Yes, yeah, we have. We got a lot of them.
Thank you for letting me read this.
Well, I thought, you know, we talked about it.
Can I take it from Xerox?
You can have the whole thing. We've got two of those.
Oh, you do?
You
can
just keep it.
Let me just keep it.
Because I found one. when I was trying to put those other things away, I found that, and I thought, well, we were telling you about how funny the program was and about the, you know, playing it.
Well, Bob, see if we can come back next Thursday or Friday.
Who knows what's going on. Well, you're close.
Well, the electoral votes.
More popular votes, but got the electoral votes.
Now, who concocted the tunes? Who put the
tunes? I don't know. I learned it from an old French harp player.
French harp player. Yeah. Oh, okay.
And I don't practice enough, but I'll see if I can play it for you. Call it Tilden to the White House.
I knew that wasn't part of the tune.
Yeah, you know, that was 1876, I think.
Is Steppin' in the Parlor a Missouri tune?
Oh, I don't know.
I heard it one morning they was playing at New Orleans, but I learned it from Uncle Henry of York for you.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I thought that might be it, but I wasn't.
That's why I was asking.
Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to like C chord, I guess. Not a, most of the players don't. But.
That's fairly obvious that you like the key of C.
Yeah. I like key of C because they don't give you a note.
But do you like it?
How about up jump the devil or pluck the devil's eye?
Yeah, no, I don't pluck it, but I just learned to play it without plucking it. I was too lazy there. But I had a friend over in Bastion that could pluck it and play it, and so the rest of him instead of playing, he'd be playing it, I'd just get in and play it my lazy way.
Pluck the devil's eye?
I do it to both.
Thank you.
Now, how was that originally? How did the other guy do that?
He was getting the same notes, only he was plucking them.
With which hand?
Left hand.
Oh, okay.
And he would pluck that. But I would have had, but here we're trying to learn his pieces because he, that's what he played. He worked on
I think them. He halfway plucked them useful.
Okay. I was the reason I was curious because it looked like you could almost do it with the right hand.
Yeah.
Drag your finger over.
Yeah, drag your finger over.
Let's see.
Albert, did he do it with his hand or his right hand?
No, the left hand. Yeah, you can do it.
Whatever, you know, whatever.
That'd be easier, yeah.
That's why I asked you which hand.
Yeah, you play one that you...
I don't do that with the right hand.
No, that you bow and pluck at the same time.
Oh, yeah, I know lots of those.
They're interesting.
Well, the fault of that, in a dance, you probably wouldn't get half the notes loud enough, you see. That was a trick to that.
Mm-hmm.
They all had to come out playing or they couldn't hear them.
That's right.
Yeah, well, that's you couldn't. Now you'd be all right to sit down for your own amusement and pluck it out that way, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can still learn it, by the way, yeah. But I don't know where you could pluck it loud enough for them to dance by it or not.
Yeah.
You'd probably pop a string.
Point. Yeah. Not my luck, yeah.
Do you tune for Bonaparte's Retreat or do you play it?
No, I just play it.
You just play it?
Yeah, I'll try it here if you'll hear. I haven't played since you were here. Did you forget part? I've got that wrong key. There it goes.
Song Thank you. more Sugar Tree stamps, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's, well, that's the old Arthur Smith version you play down to Nashville. Mm-hmm. That's a radio fiddle player, Arthur Smith. You ever heard of Arthur Smith?
I've read the name.
Arthur Smith, yeah, Salmon.
They claim he composed the other Blackberry Blossom, the G.D. Minor one.
Oh, is
there? And he just laid claim to it.
Yeah, he never proposed. I heard him say one night down to Renfro Valley, said he was in a fiddling in a big contest down there. And he got up and said, and he played Blackberry Blossom, and he said, "No, I composed that." And they said he lost the fiddling contest because they know he didn't do it.
They wouldn't give it to him because he lied.
He was a fine fiddle player. I'll say that for him. But
pardon?
He was a good fiddle player. He,
well, tell that other one that you run out of cost in Lexington that told somebody.
Who's that? Oh, that's A.C. Martin.
What about A.C. Martin?
Poor old A.C.'s dead and gone, but he
what was a piece he told
me? He told me he wrote the Goodnight Waltz and Jimmy Crack Corn and I Don't Care and all that.
And that fella in the accident is amazing because he was an agriculture teacher.
And you were able to walk away straight after he was pulling your leg like that.
No, I walked away, but
walked away. But we never did. Never did like A.C. He never did.
Get us some more drink. I'm dry.
Well,
tea or something.
Drink Coke or iced tea?
Yeah, get them with some Coke or iced tea. Okay. Drink. What do you want?
Get a cup of coffee? Real coffee?
No.
No. We got a cup of real.
Maybe a Coke then.
I've got a
Coke somewhere to start with.
Folgers coffee, but it's instant. But I can.
That's fine. Instant's fine. I mean.
All right.
Why is that decaf?
I've
that's what
decaf.
I meant by real coffee, not.
Is it decaf? I don't even drink it. But he's the one that buys it.
It's decaffeinated.
Oh, Coke then.
All right.
He wanted decaffeine.
Yeah.
I tell you, we just had an awful time getting shut.